This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration releasing more than 250,000 pages of records related to the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but still nothing new on Jeffrey Epstein, says ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Now, the DOJ's request to release the Epstein grand jury testimony is still making its way through the courts, a process that could take months. Meanwhile, we've learned that this request will go before a federal judge who sparked fierce backlash from Republicans back in February when he limited DOJ's access to sensitive Treasury Department records.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche now says he is interested in hearing himself from former Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell, the only person besides Epstein ever charged with sex trafficking in the case. Hazy, hot, humid conditions from St. Louis down to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Feels like temperatures could be as high as 112 degrees today. By tomorrow, Chicago could see the hottest weather it's seen all year long. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Shawnee County authorities are looking for an armed and dangerous man linked to burglaries involving firearms. 37-year-old Michael Thorson has a felony probation warrant and is wanted in connection with multiple recent vehicle thefts and burglaries across Shawnee and Marathon counties. A UW-Milwaukee project to track down race-based clauses and deeds has lost federal funding. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports a decision by the Trump administration killed funding for the project of mapping out deeds in the Milwaukee area that prevent some ethnicities from buying property. And a third person has been charged in connection with the kidnapping of a Milwaukee boy earlier this month. Online court records show 38-year-old Fabian Johnson is accused of being part of an attempt to ransom a 7-year-old boy to the child's mother, who's an alleged drug dealer. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
City weather. Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 90 and a heat index near 100. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a high near 94. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Come on over to Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. Morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. The Police on Max FM.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits.
99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 8:11 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Let's take a look at our weather forecast today. Mostly sunny with a high near 90. Heat index values of 100 degrees. On Wednesday and Thursday, we do have that excessive heat watch. We're looking at heat indexes up to 106 degrees starting with tomorrow. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, gradually becoming sunny, hot, and humid with a high near 94. Again, heat index rise of 106 degrees. Thursday, we do have slight chance showers in the morning. Again, we are looking at temps in the high 80s to low 90s. Heat index rise again, 106 degrees. Friday, a slight chance showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny, a high of 86. Again, looking at that weekend forecast, highs near 90. Hot and humid and sunny this weekend. Currently, it is 68 degrees and mostly cloudy outside the Weicker Gray Day Building in the Max FM studios, located at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Emily, I've got breaking news out of the Milwaukee area this morning.
Oh, goodness. What's happening?
We're on Burger Watch. If the Brewers win their 12th consecutive game tonight, George Webb will give out free burgers. This tradition dates back to the 1980s. So,
oh my God, I love that. I absolutely love that. That is so exciting. I do love a good George Webb burger. I, you know, didn't grow up with those because Well, my husband's from Milwaukee. So when we went that, when we go that direction to Milwaukee, we usually hit up George Webb just because it is kind of part of his nostalgic youth. So that's so cool. I didn't know that was a thing that they did that. And I, you know, we might have to go ahead and drive to Milwaukee and get a George Webb burger because they are delicious.
They are. So I wanted to pass that along. Then the other breaking news I have for Target customers, Target is going to end price match guarantees with Walmart and Amazon. So if you buy an item from Target and you find it to be cheaper at Amazon or Walmart, Target's not going to match that price anymore. So that is the big news from Target. So that is ending July 28th, according to Target representatives. So late breaking news. I'm keeping track of everything going on. And in case those folks that are wondering, none of the buildings going up in the Baraboo, Wisconsin, Dells, Lake Delton, or Portage areas are a Target. I know that's a favorite social media wives' tale. No Targets being built within the radius of Baraboo. Just want to get that out there this morning for all of our social media fanatics. But one thing that is true, we have half off that $25 certificate towards menu items at the Water Street Social Club. Today until 9 a.m., just $12.50. You got 45 minutes to take advantage of that offer. Delicious food, appetizers, handhelds, pasta, and more. Go check that out. Shop local, say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Only till 9 o'clock, folks. We are down the wire. We got 46 minutes left of that deal. So go ahead and get that. We talked a little bit earlier in the show about some of the beautiful food items that they have just on the pictures there for the social club. And I mean, the Eggs Benedict, just saying, that is such a crowd favorite in my world. And we will literally go from like restaurant to restaurant to like compare different Eggs Benedict. So I'm just going to have to give it a try. I will report back. But I think I've already bought a certificate or two from Water Street Social Club. So I definitely suggest getting in there and trying that out. Their food looks amazing.
Well, and I did go buy one this morning, so I saw the ribs. See? And so
you're gonna run into Dave there. He's gonna have ribs. I mean, he might be there later today. You never know. When the food bug gets a hold of us, we just sometimes just run towards what we need in terms of like having a craving. We know how those cravings work. So you know who I know who has cravings? Dogs. Dogs, yes. Like to have a lot of snacks, a lot of food. Mm-hmm. I have a really peculiar dog who, you know, I don't know if he's peculiar in that some dogs are picky, you know, like some dogs are not. My dog will eat absolutely everything. He loves fruit. He also is white and fluffy. For those of you that have not met King before, he's white and fluffy, which is just kind of funny because that's just funny that I have a white and fluffy dog and he's small and all of those things are kind of funny. But he at one time, you know, I know we talk a lot about Cheetos on this show, maybe too much. I don't know. But at one point he left the room, didn't really realize it because he's real quiet. Because like I said, he's small and white and fluffy. And he came back in the room, didn't really realize he was gone. And all of a sudden he had an orange face and orange snout.
Oh,
and we were like, what happened? And he was laying there in the exact same position that he was before he left. Like he hadn't gone anywhere, done anything. The only difference was his whole face was orange. Got close to him, took a big whiff. Oh yeah, it was Cheetos. He stuck his whole face in a Cheeto bag. Finished the bottom of the bag, and all the Cheeto dust was all over his nice, cute little white, fluffy face and snout. So he was no longer white and fluffy dog. He was orange and fluffy face dog. So,
my own heart, you know, that is so funny.
You guys get along. You're just up there snacking on Cheetos upstairs on the second floor.
I'm sharing some with him.
That's why he was up there.
And next time he comes up here, I'm sharing them with him instead of dog treats. He's getting Cheetos.
The dude's got like an iron gut, man. Like, yeah. I don't condone giving dogs what we call people food, but like he can have one. And just because he's so cute when he chews. Oh my God, his little teeth, he's just so cute.
It is so cute. And I don't know what to say more about modern vacationing than modern pet parenting. While we're talking about this, or modern survey conducting, a survey asked dog owners what the best part of vacation is. And 42% said coming home to their dog can be the best part of the trip that they enjoyed the most, Emily.
So cute. That could be, though, because 40% of them, quote, constantly worry about their dog while they're away. And 22% miss their dog so much that it can impact their enjoyment of the trip. So what are the details as this breaks down with this story?
The average dog owner starts missing their dog just 53 minutes into a vacation. I can't believe it takes that long. And 24% start thinking about their dog as soon as they walk out the door. And I get that. And pet owners miss their dog an average of 13 distinct times per day when away. So the ideal getaway for some of these people might be grabbing some doggy poop bags and walking their dog around the block, you know. But in my case, we usually take our dog with us when we go somewhere, and, you know, I would miss my dog, you know? Yeah. I hang out with him all the time. I mean, he's constantly with me, Emily.
Yeah, same. I mean, my dog is constantly with me, too. Again, I'm kind of more my experiences with bigger dogs, so this is a little bit new. I've had one small dog in my life, but this dog goes everywhere with me. And, like, nobody really, really cares, like, because he's small and kind of non... He just doesn't really... You know, you don't really notice him that much, I guess, unless he's like got a bright orange face. But so it is nice. The dog goes everywhere with me. He actually is coming on vacation with us later this summer, which is going to be fun. He does road trip pretty well so far as we have known. He's still pretty new to us. We just only had him since September. So not even a whole year yet. But there's a funny moment or a funny liner in here. There's an additional story we could have jumped on if we had a. We had the time, but I'll just give you the title. Top 5 reasons you should bring your dog on vacation and leave your kids at home. Ba-dum-boom.
Ba-dum-boom.
We're going to go ahead and let you all discover what those reasons are on your own. I have my own reasons, but I'm going to go ahead and keep quiet on that one.
Yeah.
My family could be listening.
Exactly. Well, the dog doesn't spend the entire drive screaming, are we there yet?
Or just sitting on their phone for too long and then not listening to you at all when you're trying to have some nice quality family time.
Or have
meltdowns. Harkening back to the story we talked about this earlier today about kids and phones. It's quite disturbing. I oftentimes, me and the kids' phones tend to have some trouble. But that's okay. That's another story for another time. I'm sure all the parents out there can totally understand what the struggles are. The struggles are real. So, I'd say just if you can work it out to bring your dog on vacation and or just like a little small little day trip or something that it works out for them. I mean, they sure appreciate it. So it is fun to have them with you. And if it changes your trip, then that's okay. You know, that's your fur baby. That's
exactly. No, it's great. What the longest I was away from a dog was when I was our first dog when we went to Bristol. That was the last time I was on vacation was in 2005, if that says anything as well. And
that's a problem.
Yeah. So that was our first dog. And so, he definitely when we got before we were leaving, he tried singing the suitcase and he was a 50-pound mutt. And so him trying to get into the suitcase was kind of funny to watch. When we got home, he would not leave us alone. So, typically when we travel somewhere, our dogs usually go with us. That's just how it works out. So they're part of the family in our world. So that's how we roll.
No, everybody's totally agreed. Yeah. And I think those of you out there, if you have any fun little like quips about, you know, dogs on vacation, please feel free to text us or leave us one of those sweet little voice memos because we do hear those. We could even play them in the air, but just, you know, keep it clean, folks, keep it clean. We are happy to share your thoughts, feelings, and all the things about dogs, kids, phones, the Brewers winning, you know, George Webb burgers, all the things that we talk about. We'd love to interact with our listeners and we appreciate you all the time.
We
are going to be rolling back through here to do some calendar days in a little bit, yeah?
Yes, we are. We'll be back with you at 8:40. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo and Sheila E. on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. Check out the weekly deals. Kids eat for less on Tuesdays, Thursdays is wing nights, and $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo, or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 2025 Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Garden Tour. This will be happening on July 26th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Summer gardens are in their full glory. Come see 9 creative and interesting gardens on display in the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association's annual tour. In addition to the tour, you can take advantage of gardening demonstrations and a fresh produce market to satisfy your curiosity and your culinary pursuits. Bring your questions for the garden hosts and the master gardeners and register for a door prize. The event will take place from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. This is a self-paced tour beginning at either of the ticket sale sites. There's a location in both Reedsburg and Wisconsin Dells. Advanced ticket sales can be purchased at the Reedsburg or Baraboo Chamber of Commerce or the Red Shed in Baraboo. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 the day of the event. Find all the information by visiting Sauk County Master Gardeners Association on Facebook or checking out the Area Chamber of Commerce websites. Again, this will be held on Saturday, July 26th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Enjoy the final Whitwin concert in the Campground Series concert with the Blue Olives. This will be happening on Saturday. 6 p.m. is when the band will take the stage. Doors open at 4. Upbeat Blues will be performed. They'll also have their homemade pies and ice cream available for purchase. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs. And again, check out all the details for this event by visiting Whitwin Concerts on Facebook. And over in Portage all weekend long, it is the Columbia County Fair. Theme this year is Christmas in July. For all the details, including the many events happening at the Grandstand Show, plus the Beer and Wine Garden, all of the details about the exhibits that can be found and vendors at the fair, be sure to check out ColumbiaCountyFairWI.org. And of course, all these events go down at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Portage.
And more 99.7 Max FM, more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Don't forget to shop our flash sale over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local, save big, half off a $25 certificate to the Water Street Social Club today only till 9 a.m. That certificate is just $12.50. Limited quantities available, and you have 29 minutes left to take advantage of that deal. We received word that there was an additional Wicked performance added to Thursday, July 24th at 1 p.m. at the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. There are plenty of seats available if you're interested in seeing that. That additional show was added for this Thursday of Wicked at the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. So if that's something you want to do, perfect opportunity on Thursday to do that. Concerts on the Square taking place Thursday night as well. That's at 7 p.m. Mo Onions will be there. That is going to be a great concert. So that's happening Thursday night. Don't forget, the Farmer's Market is back in downtown Baraboo tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Go over to the Baraboo Farmer's Market Facebook page. Give them a like to find out who's coming along tonight and what they're bringing. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Football starts tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Packers training camp beginning tomorrow morning at 10:30 with the first of 11 practices open to the public, 3 preseason games, followed by the 17-game regular season schedule. The Packers signing right tackle Zach Tom to a 4-year deal, including a signing bonus of over $30 million, the most ever for an offensive lineman. NBA, Chris Paul will join the LA Clippers and Brooke Lopez. The Bucks had shown interest in Paul earlier this summer. Baseball, the Brewers and Mariners again tonight in Seattle. The Brewers with a 6-0 win over the Mariners last night, their 11th win in a row. How did they go from fourth place to right now the best record in baseball?
I think you got to understand that this is a bunch of people that, you know, have gotten to this point and just kept clawing away. You know, they're hungry. I'm really, really proud of them, but we got work to do to improve in every area we can, but we can at least feel like we're capable.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 90 and a heat index near 100. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a high near 94. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Come on over to Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Connected to our community like no one else. We are your hometown station. 99.7 Max FM.
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 90, heat index values near 100 with the heat and humidity that we will see today. Slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, mostly cloudy, a low of 74. On Wednesday and Thursday, we have an excessive heat watch due to temperatures and humidity. Heat index values could be near 106 degrees on Wednesday and Thursday. If you have outdoor work, today's probably the time to do it, early this morning or later on tonight. Looking at Wednesday, we're looking at temps near 74. Again, heat and humidity, sunny, slight chance showers and thunderstorm. Heat index values near 106. Wednesday night will be mostly clear, just a low of 75. On Thursday, that heat continues with a high near 90. And on Friday, a slight chance showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, a high of 86. Looking ahead to the weekend, highs in the 90s, sunny, hot, and humid. Currently 68 degrees and partly cloudy outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. Emily, we have just 19 minutes left of our flash sale at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Half off that $25 certificate towards menu items. $12.50. That's not a bad deal.
$12.50. No. How can you get you can get a meal for like two people for $12.50 anywhere, really, in a sit-down restaurant. So here, I mean, you really could. It's a $20 value. You could probably, well, maybe not full two meals, but really, really close to two full meals. So I think that's a great deal. And you only have 19 minutes. So folks, get on those. Flash sales are fun. I kind of just hit up the ones that I think sound great. And then I got my little collection of gift certificates sitting in my office in Baraboo. So I am like, you know what? I feel like going to lunch. And so I just pick a gift certificate and there you go. I've got myself a meal. So it is a nice thing to do. It does support small business. So we do encourage you to hop on those flash sales. We really like being the liaison between the small business and the person saving money, which could be you, right?
Yes, exactly. So 18 minutes left to take advantage of that flash sale. We want to remind everyone about it. We're going to take a look at calendar days for July 22nd, and there's some good ones on here. It is National Mango Day. You know, it's peak summertime. We can't wait to get celebrations started for Mango Day today. This yellow fruit is world famous for its sweet and juicy flavors. Mango is primarily a summer fruit, and it comes out in all shapes and sizes and variety. And yes, it is one of the great foods out there. And thinking about mango this morning.
Yeah, we were talking about mangoes this morning already, actually, in my family. We really do like mangoes. They're good for you. They do really well in smoothies. They are a bit sticky. So if you're not down with the sticky, just maybe wear some... You know, you get some regular napkins or some gloves or something when you're dealing with mangoes, because it can be a bit sticky when you cut into them, but they are definitely, definitely worth it. I like this one, and I had to look further into this. Today is Spoonerism Day, and I didn't know what that meant, so I needed to go and look a little further into this. All right, so Dave, I think you might appreciate this because words are our work here on the radio.
Right.
So this has to do with kind of messing up some words. So Spoonerism Day honors spoonerisms, which are tongue slips that most of us make regularly. The term spoonerism refers to the practice of switching the initial letters of the words as you speak. Say swy flutter instead of fly swatter, or runny babbit instead of bunny rabbit. It's just kind of fun. It makes me happy. It makes my mouth happy. They earned their name from Reverend W.A. Spooner. He was well known for making this error frequently. So instead of helping him out, we decided apparently to make a day about teasing him about the fact that he would screw up his words and his pronunciation sometimes. So celebrate this event by refusing to be ashamed when you make a mistake in your speech. You, like Spooner, should always embrace your eccentricities. In current parlance, spoonerism refers to the altering of such sound. So I thought that was kind of fun. Wanted to share that with you guys because I didn't have any idea what spoonerism was. And I didn't, if it was something really weird, I didn't want to like get excited about it. So I think it's kind of fun.
Yes.
It does challenge the brain. And today is also World Brain Day. So we can look a little bit further into that one too, but definitely appreciating all of the things about our brain that we do understand. There is so much about our brain that we don't understand, especially the brain of Dave Grant.
Oh, yes. It's also Casual Pie Day. And it's P-I, not as an apple pie or a cherry pie. Apple pie sounds good right about now. But the world celebrates Pie Approximation Day every year on July 22nd. The fraction of 22 over 7 is the approximate value of pie. And for this reason, this day is commemorated today, July 22nd. In this case, the number 22 represents the date with the numerators 7 representing the month of July. So, yes, it is Casual Pie Day today. Yeah.
Today's also National Hammock Day. And I have to say, I've got a hammock in my yard. I've got one that we bring with us on camping trips. It is the nicest way to lay down because there's something about being kind of held up like that and cocooned a little bit that is just, I think it probably harkens back to when we were all in the womb or something, but it just makes you just relax in a different way than laying on a flat surface or even the most comfortable bed or chair. So yeah, National Hammock Day.
Yeah, that's a great one to celebrate. I look forward to sleeping in my hammock soon because that is one of the best. It is also Lion Share Day today, and it is celebrated on July 22nd every year. And it's basically an interesting concept to provide special treatment to someone, hence the lion share. So yes, we're celebrating Lion Share Day today, Emily.
Yep, it is nice to have the lion's share of things, but that doesn't always, like the picture of the guy, he kind of looks like Leonardo DiCaprio. He is like looking over his shoulder as he has a bowl of whatever it is that he's got. And he's definitely looking over his shoulder like, no, you can't have mine. And it's a little bit like, it's great to have the lion's share, but it's also, that means that someone else has less than you. So that's not always the kindest feeling.
No.
So, you know, it's talking about lions who definitely in the wild world of nature, when there is a kill made, the lions tend to get the most of it as they are the quote unquote king of the jungle. So I do have to talk about this picture that we get with the pie day. They made the sign of pie, the PI sign, into a pie, like an actual pie to eat. It's absolutely delicious looking. And that kind of makes me want to have some pie for sure. It's also not in any way at all thinking about food in this one. It is National Rat Catchers Day. This used to be a problem back in the day. I think it's probably still a problem in some locations, not so much where I am or where you are, hopefully, Dave. But the only reason that I wanted to bring this one up is because I used to have a dog, the only other small dog I had. We were talking about dogs a lot today. He was part rat terrier, and so I had to look up their kind of history of that breed, and boy, they can do some amazing things in terms of keeping the pest population at bay in certain communities. So, you know, if you need some help, grab a dog, grab a cat. I'm sure they'll be into it.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, that is for sure. And then, it's one of those that is also, and I cannot, this is, how do you say this, Emily? It's national, is it Panache Fudge Day?
Panache?
But yeah. I don't know. I've never heard of it.
I don't know.
So we'll go with.
Panache is like an adjective. So we're going to just, I don't know.
Yeah, so it's a type of fudge.
Look that one up, maybe.
Yeah, well, I had to look it up because it's a type of fudge made with butter, milk, and brown sugar and flavored lightly with vanilla. Panache fudge has a lighter texture than regular fudge, and it's easy to distinguish it from regular fudge by its color. It has a tannish color due to caramelization of the brown sugar, and it does not require too many ingredients. It's quite easy to make and best enjoyed with a steaming hot cup of coffee. So that looks good to me.
That doesn't sound like anything I want to be scared from. That sounds amazing. I don't care if I can't pronounce it. I'd like to try some of that. That looks amazing. And I mean, brown sugar and butter and milk or something, those things. Yeah, whatever, man. That sounds fantastic.
Yes.
It is also Beta Glucan Day. Don't know what that is talking about. I think it's probably talking about a health thing that has to do with. All right, I'm going to let you know. Meet Beta Glucan, the most powerful substance on earth that trains your immune system to defend against cancer. There you go. Beta-glucan, I hope I'm saying that right. It trains your immune system to defend against cancer, viral infections, and chronic disease. It has been tested against more than 200 immune-boosting products like vitamin C, elderberry, and zinc, and has been clinically proven to be up to 32 times more effective than anything you can purchase on the market. So there's a whole history about this. This is the first I've heard of this. I don't know where I've been, apparently under a rock, but if we're out there eating vitamin C and zinc and all the elderberries and all the other things that they suggest for immune boosting, let's hit up some beta-glucan. However we can ingest that, I think we should probably learn more. So go for it. See if you can find out more. Dave, do you know anything more about this?
No, I don't, but I do have... No, I don't. So I will just leave it at that today. And that was our calendar days. We just got a text.
You were going to say something and he didn't.
No, we have a text in from a listener this morning. It says, can you guys give some shout-outs this week to the Baraboo High School class of 1990 who is having their 35th class reunion this weekend? They're looking forward to rocking the boo like they used to. So, yep. So it's the 1990.
Shout out to class of 1990. Wow. There is someone in my life who graduated in 1990, and they did not graduate from the boo, but still, it is that year. So yeah, shout out 35. To 1990 grads. That was probably a really fun year.
Oh, yeah. Trust
me. Rocking the boo like you used to. Oh, goodness. I don't know. Let us know what that means to you if you graduated in 1990. And there is someone out there saying rocking the boo like you used to. Please let us know what that means. Sort of keep it clean, or at least deliver some information and we'll clean it up and we'll talk about it on the air tomorrow, because I think that sounds like a whole lot of fun.
It does. I mean, I can't believe in a couple of years I'll be celebrating my 35th class reunion. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, so like that 20 years.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, let's go with that. We aren't talking about my maturity level this morning. Oh, either. So, Emily, thank you so much for joining us today. As always, we appreciate it. You'll be back with us tomorrow morning. We'll be halfway through our work week already. Can't believe it. We're moving right along.
We are. Have a happy Tuesday, everybody. Big, big tip. Please keep yourself hydrated. It is going to be so hot and so humid. And, you know, you just forget as you move on through your day, even if you're not outdoors, that doesn't mean the heat is not affecting you as you move through your day. So please bring that favorite water bottle with you, put the stickers on and do all the things. Keep it drinking, keep it empty, then refill it and keep going. So stay cool, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
We will see you tomorrow. And reminder, 8 minutes left on our flash sale over at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. Shop local, save big. Half off that $25 certificate towards menu items at the Water Street Social Club. That's $12.50 till 9 a.m. this morning. So 8 minutes left to take advantage of that offer. Shop local, save big at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Coming up, we are going to get you back into a 50-minute news car with Phil Collins on MaxFM.
Enjoy the sunshine and bring your family to Baraboo Concerts on the Square this Thursday evening. Enjoy Moe Onions from 7 to 9. With a rich mix of deep grooves, funky rhythms, and smooth melodies, they capture the essence of the Stax Records house band that shaped the sound of soul, R&B, and blues. Go to Baraboo Concerts on the Square for sponsorship information. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Hey Baraboo, it's time to stock up and save at the Baraboo Fresh Market. This is Craig. Quench your thirst with Food Club Spring Water, 24 packs, 2 for $5. Grab Brew Pub Patriot Pizzas, 2 for $11, and Hot and Ready 8-piece roasted chicken for only $8.99. Craving a snack? Craving tortilla chips or salsa, only $1.79 each. And don't forget dessert, Bakery Fresh raspberry or blackberry pies, just $5.99. Great products, great prices, locally owned. Baraboo Fresh Market.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
Thank you.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
happened.